now on the Smoothie King hotline by one of the few men I know that could have hung with Johnny Cash. I'm talking about our Beer Master General. I'm talking about Alan Ward of Brigadoon Brewery. We check in with him a couple of times a month. Alan, my man, how is your universe?
My universe is doing fantastic, and I'm impressed to find I can hang with Johnny Cash. I don't think it's possible, but I appreciate the compliment.
I know a lot of your backstory. I think you can hang in there. That's just a personal feeling on this storyline. I think so. What in the wide, wide world of beer is Brigadoon Brewery up to right now? I know the start of the year was a lot of the cleaning and stuff like that, you know, a lot of the maintenance getting up to, but we're kind of past the start of the year. What are you up to?
Well, we're still working toward this spring coming up. We're working on some label designs. We're going to try cans this fall, so that's a big news for you there. So that's been a time effort. And we will be at the Battle of Nesbitt Creek, which is a medieval competition right outside of Andersonville on the end of this month, Saturday and Sunday. They have a medieval competition, so we're getting ready for that right now.
Now, is this a medieval beer competition, or is this a medieval knights and dragons competition, and you're going to be out there with the beer?
You know, I like the idea of a medieval beer competition. That'd be a better one. No, it's going to be knights and dragons, and they do full contact armor, jousting and fighting in the round, and there's axe throwing and things like that. So we're just going to supply the beer and watch them get themselves hurt.
Outstanding. Nothing like watching people beat each other senseless for no reason.
Exactly.
And providing the beer for it, even. I mean, what a deal for Brigadoon Brewery. And, okay, you said this is in Anderson, Texas?
Right, just south Andersonville, or Anderson, I should say. It's called Battle of Nesbitt Creek. You look it up on Facebook. It's a competition. They have money prizes. And I was kind of surprised to find out the full contact fighting in the round with knights is kind of quite popular around the world. In Russia, it's a huge thing in Russia. And the United States is getting more and more that way. It's an actual professional sport.
Full contact fighting in the round as knights. I mean, we got UFC, there's so many other ways to beat each other senseless. I don't understand why we have to dress up for it.
Well, come on now, you gotta dress up, go someplace, you know, it gotta be fun that way. Besides, this involves weapons.
That's come true. No, generally, you bring in a weapon, that's when the cops have to get involved, and then it's not fun.
Yeah, it happens that way sometimes.
Alan Ward of Brigadoon Brewery joins us a couple of times a month, and one of them, which is today, is to get our monthly beer recommendations. If you want to check out this month's beer recommendations, last month's, 2 months ago, we keep an archive of them, any of the month's beer recommendations, you go to brigadoonbrewery.com, and you kind of can't miss it. You don't need any more guidance from there. You go to brigadoonbrewery.com, and you can check out January Beer Review, but also the past is in there, too. Alan! For the month of January, you were in a very IPA kind of mood.
You know, I was. It's cold outside, and it's not just IPAs. I was in a very, very Imperial IPA and a high alcohol. So look at the list on there. You won't find anything below 8% on the list. It's cold outside. It's been kind of dreary. So why not get some heavy alcohol on board and go for it?
Yeah, something that when you drink it, I don't want to say it sticks to your ribs, but something that you feel, right?
Exactly.
Kind of warms you up, the heartiness of the beer.
Exactly.
Let us begin with your highest graded. On the grading scale, it's a 1 to 5. And Alan goes through, and then he grades it on style, look, smell, taste, mouthfeel, and then you come up with the total rating. And if people check out brigadoonbrewery.com, you can click a picture of the beer, see exactly what it looks like. You can click the brewery, get more information where it's from. They find out the city and state, and then you have all your tasting notes. I mean, these beer recommendations are amazing. Our first beer is from Bell's Brewery, which is in Comstock, Michigan, and the beer is a double IPA called Mars.
Yeah, this is a surprise to me, because I'm a very big fan of double IPA, multi IPAs. Somebody gave this beer to me and said, look, you need to try this. And I did. And let me preface this by saying this. They've been making this beer for quite a while. It's one of the special releases they have. This is a double IPA. And if you like Our Green Ogre at Brigadoon, you're going to love this beer. It reminds me a lot of Green Ogre. If I had to close my eyes and I would have thought about maybe it's a little off of Green Ogre, but it's got a great hop aroma. The flavors there. It's a very malt-forward beer with a slight citrus hop finish to it. It is a fantastic beer. What can I say? I gave it a 4.6. You know, I would get a Green Ogre at 4.6 also. It's hard to get above 4.6, 4.7 on my mind, and the beer's going to be perfect. This beer on tap might approach that. This is a well-done beer. They don't list the IBUs, but I guarantee you it's got to be in the 90s. It's 10.10% alcohol. It's a great cold night beer. I really enjoyed it.
Where can I go find a beer from Michigan here in Texas?
You know, this was bought by a friend of mine at HEB, and he dropped it off to say, hey, you've got to try this. I got it at HEB. So the HEBs in Houston have it, and I imagine the HEBs in Bryan College Station have it also. They have the same supplier direct division, but be on the lookout for it. It's in the Houston, Texas market. It's a fantastic beer. It is a special release now. It's not a year-round beer. It's only available now.
Well, you put in your notes, right, that it's called Mars. And it's a part of, and this sounds so cool, that Bell's Brewery does the Bell's Planet series, and each beer in the series is named after, you know, a planet. And this is the Mars release in the Bell's Planet series.
Right, it is. And, you know, it's kind of neat to me. They made this beer originally by accident also at their the Kalamazoo location, and then they tweaked it, and it became a staple for them. Kind of like our Ogres made by accident the first time. And they've got a hop ratio of 3.4 pounds of hops per barrel, which is a ton of hops. This is a great, great beer.
Your second highest graded, because 4.6 was Mars. At 4.5, and I had this just last week, by the way, was the Bourbon County Stout 2021. It comes to us from Chicago, Illinois. The type, barrel-aged stout, from Goose Island. And I grabbed it last week when I saw it because I go, of course it's Goose Island. I'll try anything from Goose Island. And I'll let you. It's your beer review. What did you say about Bourbon County Stout?
Well, Bourbon County Stout, that beer I look forward to every year coming out. First of all, I've never had a bad Bourbon County Stout. There have been better years. I thought last year's was a little better, but, you know, my memory may be fading a little bit. To me, this is a great bourbon barrel stout. It is a rich body mix of the bourbon barrels. It's got a really, really good malt flavor to it. They're using the Wild Turkey and Pebble Trace barrels. This is aged 8 to 14 months and then bottled 5 years in the bottle. It's a complex flavor. Includes chocolate, vanilla notes. This is one of those beers to me, as it warms up, you get the chocolate, vanilla notes, the barrel comes out, the molasses flavor by a, kind of a berry flavor to the end of it. To me, this is an experience. It's warming, but not too overly boozy. You know, it's not just straight barrels, but not much tasting. But this is a great beer to sit down and enjoy carefully and slowly in a cold weather night. This is a great beer. I give it 4.5. I think last year's was better, and I'm fixing to either today or tomorrow. I've got a vertical series. I'm going to do the 19, 20, and 21 side by side, and then I'll crawl back to bed and go to see how it happens.
Yeah, you go back to bed after that. You know, you had two key kind of words, phrases in your review of Bourbon County that caught my attention, because a lot of problems with barrel aged, in general, I love barrel aged beers, but a lot of them go wrong. But with this one, well balanced, and then you put there not overly boozy. And people don't get one of the problems with barrel ages, they're not generally balanced, some of them, and they're overly boozy.
Right. That's a big thing about barrel aged to me. Yeah, barrel aged needs to have a marriage of the flavors, not one should stand out over the other. And a lot of times that gets too boozy, you can taste, all you can taste is the alcohol from the barrel. If I wanted to drink a shot of whiskey, and I like whiskey, don't get me wrong, I'd have got a shot of whiskey. I didn't want a shot of whiskey. I wanted a beer aged in a whiskey barrel. And that's not always easy to do, to be honest with you. Now, Goose Island's been doing it for quite a while. They do hundreds of barrels and blend them, so it's easier for them to get a good blended variety. But that is not an easy thing to do. And it's what I think makes a good barrel-aged beer. It's got to be a blend of everything, a smooth transitional flavors.
Next up, getting an overall grade of 4.3 out of 5. And you got to understand, Alan grades hard because he grades fair and he grades real. And he's a beer master general. I mean, Alan Ward, head brewmaster, Brigadoon Brewery. Alan Ward, very active in the Texas Craft Beer Guild. He knows his beer and he's going to be honest with his beer when he's doing the grading. 4.3, which is really good, out of 5. It's one of the toughest styles for me. It's the Abbey style because love, hate, I've never had middle. Love it, hate it, no middle.
I agree with you. Abbey style beers to me are hit and miss. It's either out of the ballpark or a strikeout. And this barrel, they've done really, really well. You got the smell of cherries when you first smell it. It's got a great mouthfeel to it. You got the full robust quad feeling to it. And I get bourbon taste and toffee taste and a hint of cherry at the end. You can taste the barrel in there, but not too much. It is a great, great beer for another cold winter day. The barrels blend it probably to optimum flavor. They've done a well good job on this one also. I gave it a 4.3.
From Boulevard Brewing out of Kansas City, Missouri, it's called Bourbon Barrel Quad. Very straightforward name. Bourbon Barrel Quad, and it's a barrel-aged Abbey-style quad. And again, love, hey, it's the ultimate. Go up there, you see it, ask for that sample, and you'll know exactly. There'll be no mystery to it. You'll either have to buy the biggest bottle you can find, or you will hard pass on that one.
Exactly.
Bourbon barrel-aged from Boulevard Brewing. Next up, we return to the IPA universe, but this also mixed in, you mentioned Imperial. We go to Fort Worth, Texas, Martin House Brewing, and they had a Red Ale Imperial Double called the Imperial Texan. Great name. Really big fan of the name.
Great name, and I got, you know, I've been hard on Martin House. As you said, I do grade honestly, and this is probably the first Martin House beer I've ever had for them that I really enjoyed. This is a red imperial. It's not an IPA, but it's a red imperial. I think it should be an IPA, but they don't categorize that way. And I can tell you why, because the hot flavor is more malty than it is hot, the IBU out of it. It's well balanced to start off with. It's got a great mouthfeel. The lace on the glass is fantastic. It's malt forward, the hot finish. It's not an IPA. It is a true red ale with a lot of hops added to it. It comes in at 9% alcohol. It is a big beer. It is got about 2 pounds of hops per barrel, which is a lot. It is got a reminiscent of piney, resinous hop character to it with a nice finish and a strong malt backbone. This is one of the beers they've done right. Give them credit. Because I've been hard on them in the past. I gave it a 4. This is a category, not a lot of red ales out there to start with. This beer, I really enjoy it. A good cold weather beer.
You know, if I hadn't already tried the Bourbon County, right? There's no doubt that would have been my number one of these recommendations. Have to try. This is the one. I really find myself like, okay, I need to find out where I can try the Imperial Texan. You have me completely fascinated by this beer.
Shoot me HEBs. This one I actually bought myself. I came by, I was walking by, and I stand at the end of the aisle and say, what is this? And try to find things. It's getting harder and harder that I've not done on the show before. So I have to find things, new things.
Well, but the good news is there's only like 7 million craft breweries. So, you know, they'll trickle in. You'll find the
exactly.
New. Folks, if you want to check out his notes, if you want to check out the brewery, picture the beer, the grade yourself, all this information and even more, go to BrigadoonBrewery.com. If you go Saturday and you wake up and go, I'm going to go buy beer, and I forgot everything Louie and Alan said because I drank last night and I can't remember now, go to BrigadoonBrewery.com on Saturday because the beer recommendations are online. They stay online forever. They're archived at BrigadoonBrewery.com. So if there's something from December and you're like, I wonder what they were, I can't remember. Go to BrigadoonBrewery.com. Alan, one more beer real quick I wanted to make sure we mention. It's right down the road from us here in College Station. It's B52 Brewing. Down in Conroe, I've been to B52 10, if not 20 times, because it's always a quick, easy stop. Usually they have a phenomenal food truck, too. I like the layout there myself. But Cowabunga, an IPA Imperial Double, made your beer reviews this month in January.
Yeah, I was out with friends visiting. We had dinner one night. I looked up at the board at this restaurant, and it had Cowabunga. I said, you know what? We've got to try that just for the name. It's a West Coast double IPA. It's dry hopped. It's got a good amount of Simcoe and Strata hops inside there. Strong fruit, a little dankness to it, a little dark tropical flavor, crisp. Overall, very pleasant experience. I would like to try it at the brewery or in a can. It tasted like this may have a little bit of oxidation to it, so I took a little off the points, about a 3.9. And sometimes in a bar, that keg sits there for a while. It can get a little old in that keg. But, man, this is a good beer to try. Even 3.9 is not a bad score out of a 5 scale. The name alone, it just drew me in. I thought this is a fantastic try.
You're thinking Teenage Ninja Mutant Beer Turtles when you hear
Cowabunga. I was looking for some pizza, yeah.
From B52 Brewing. Again, it's just down the road in Conroe, and it's always either there on the way back from Houston. You stop, you have one, maybe two. They got a great place to chill inside or out. And again, if you're looking for a bite to eat, they always have an awesome food truck out there. So big fan of B52 as a hangout site. The final beer is from Saloon Door out of Webster, Texas, Doc Holliday IPA. People can check it out online at Brigadoon Brewery. It's a hazy IPA, and you've been talking about how that style, the hazy IPA, that's the all the rage. That's the IPA that has taken over the IPA universe.
It is, and unfortunately, my big thing on hazy IPAs is a lot of folks add things to make it hazy, and I tried real hard to make my beer clear. That's my thing against the hazy IPAs, and some of them get too juicy for me. This is done well. It's from Saloon Door. They get a Porsche Cloudy, but it's supposed to be that way. It's opaque, golden color, got a good foamy head to it, good head retention, when some of the hazies don't. It's a nice, juicy, sweet citrus aroma without being too juicy for flavor, if that makes any sense. It's tropical, a hint of bitterness at the end, medium body, moderate carbonation. If you like hazies, this is one to try out. I had not seen this before, and I like the name, too, Doc Hoppaday. You know, it's a good name.
Alan, have a fantastic rest of your month. You know we'll check in with you again soon. Thank you always for everything you do. It's just fun to catch up with you, man. It's just fun to talk beer with you.
It is, Louie, and I appreciate you having me on. And happy DJ Day to you, by the way.
Yeah, Dave Wolf.
There you go.
Former rock and roll DJ lives forever. Be good, brother.
Take care. I'll have a cold one for you, Louie. Bye.
Later. Alan Ward, our Beer Master General. Again, we just check in and say hi a couple of times a month. Alan, like most guests, joined me on the Smoothie King Hotline.